Too often, there's a polarization within this kind of conversation around oil and gas development in Colorado. So what we see is at one extreme, we have people that are concerned about the impacts of oil and gas exploration, and they characterize producers and supporters as nothing but drill, baby, drill. They're not going to worry about us because they're just going to go in there and just drill away. Well, at the other extreme, we have some people who are supporters and an industry that just automatically dismiss those concerns as just being driven solely by activists who want to prohibit fracking or hydraulic fracturing. From our standpoint, we want to make sure that we can find that Colorado way, the rational middle, moderation, where you can actually have a real dialogue about what are those impacts of oil and gas, how is it that we can make the best effort to minimize those impacts, because we're all interdependent upon oil and gas. As much as some people may not want to admit it, we all rely on oil and gas. Cars are the most obvious, but there's so many other things that we rely on a daily basis from oil and gas products and byproducts. We have to have this conversation.
Now, what was it about the conversation about oil and gas with legislators this session, this is 2013, that wasn't working? So not just kind of the broader cultural conversation that's going on, but specifically with legislators.
Well, I would say the most disappointing part of the whole session was less about even the bills that were introduced, whether we supported them or whether we opposed them. It was the lack of communication between legislators and the industry. We had roughly 10 to 12 bills that were introduced. A large majority of those bills were introduced without any conversation whatsoever with industry. There seemed to be a lot more gotcha type bills. They would introduce, and then people would call us and would say, what do you think about this bill? Well, that would be the first time we either heard about the bill or we had seen it. Sometimes the only reason we even knew about bills was because we actually had gone to a town hall meeting or we read about it in the press. When you do have an industry the size of the oil and gas industry in Colorado that is $1.1 billion in public revenue to the state and local community, you would seem to want to have a larger dialogue and conversation with that industry prior to introducing bills. It doesn't mean we're going to agree with the bill. We're not looking for agreement on bills. If somebody wants to introduce a bill, they're a legislator, that's their prerogative. We just would hope that there would be enough understanding and enough conversation prior to that. We'll know what's coming and we'll be able to work through those issues before those are either introduced or at least we have that understanding before when it is introduced. It seems to me that if you're going to introduce bills that's going to directly affect over 100,000 people that whose jobs are supported by the industry, you would want to have that kind of conversation prior to introducing bills rather than dropping bills and then just using names like, you know, Big Oil, or we've actually been called eco-terrorists, you know, those kind of things. It's vilifying good people who are your neighbors. It just doesn't seem that that's the most respectful or even the best way to have that kind of dialogue.